People tell us all the time that the golden ticket to happiness and success is positive thinking. But what if I tell you that there are actually hidden drawbacks to positive thinking? It can actually hurt you. Sounds a bit controversial, right? Buckle up, because we are exploring the dark side of positive thinking. Let's just quickly talk about the obvious thing. Positive thinking can be good for you if you do it correctly. It will boost your motivation, improve your mood, and in the end, it helps you so much, because we all live in a world that sometimes it's just too negative, right? But there are obviously negative points to that. One point being is like you can put yourself under too much pressure to be positive. We all experience situations where we were thinking to ourselves, actually I should be happy right now. But you just weren't, right? And this is super dangerous. And what I mean by that is then you just go into this negative self-talk, like it's self-destructive even, where you talk yourself in a super negative mood. You can say, I should be happy, but actually I'm not. But that's typical for me. Like in the important moments, I'm just not present and I'm not even sure what makes me happy anymore. So yes, I agree. We need to celebrate our victories more, because trust me, if you're like 1% similar to me when I fail, I feel that like 10 times more than when I'm successful. I know you feel it at least a little bit similar to me, right? Otherwise, you would not listen to my podcast. So don't put yourself under too much pressure to feel those things. It's okay that you're not always positive in the best mood ever, even though when you're supposed to, because we are all human beings, right? We're not machines. Feelings are okay. You're supposed to feel all the feelings that life has to offer, right? And we've all been in situations where we just feel so bad. Like everything is like boiling up inside of us. You have the feeling like you need to let it out, right? You need to like release those emotions. And sometimes you cannot wait to run home. And the second you're alone, you just start crying. Once you cried it out, you will feel better. Like the tension is gone. You're back to base level zero. And from there on, you can start slowly to be more positive again. You should never keep the feelings to yourself and hold on to them for too long. Like you need to let it out. This brings me to the next point. If you're positive all the time, people can and will take advantage of you. If someone treats you bad and you're like, oh, it's not so bad, it's for me a learning experience how to deal with difficult people, right? Look, I'm not saying that's not a valuable lesson to learn, but if you just try to, always change perspective to the other person, in the end, they will continue to treat you bad and they will take that advantage of you. You need to somehow, somewhere draw the line where you say, I don't accept that anymore. And if you then even change this whole situation and don't deal with this person at all, confront the person, but you need to do something. Otherwise, you're always in this passive role. No, I never like that passive role too much. I need to feel like I'm in charge, right? And if you think about it, actually, the best lessons, they can be learned in hard situations, right? In the end, it needs to hurt bad enough for you to actually change, right? There's a very nice story that I like so much. A man visits his friend and he suddenly hears this strange noise like, and actually it's his dog. And then he asked like, man, what the fuck is wrong with your dog? And he said, yeah, he just sits on a nail. And then the man asked him like, but why doesn't he get up? He said, it doesn't hurt bad enough for him to stand up. And that's sometimes how we are in life. Things hurt, but not bad enough. So in the end, we don't learn our lesson. And sometimes we need to learn our lesson. But don't worry, there's always a silver lining. Like if you're trying to be neither optimistic nor pessimistic, but sometimes just realistic, you will see that challenges are part of your life and it's okay if they hurt. And in the end, you will develop resilience. You will be stronger. You know how to deal with challenges. My dad used to tell me all the time that people that always had it easy in life, they will go nowhere in life. They will never be successful, because the second something will go wrong in their life, they just don't have the same strength you do. They don't know how to push through when things get hard and you just do. So be grateful for those things and let them hurt you. You let them even destroy you, right? Sometimes I'm saying if things destroy you, you can rebuild yourself. And it's okay in these situations. You don't need to be positive, right? Let it fucking get to you. And if you're constantly positively thinking, this can actually hinder your growth, because in the end, it can just make you comfortable. And some of us, we're just being too comfortable. In the end, things should hurt. You need to say, like, I'm sick and tired about being sick and tired. And then you do the change. But if you're getting comfortable, we all, and me included, we just love comfortable. There's another nice saying that I really love. People prefer known hells over unknown heavens, right? Even if you're in the middle of hell, in the end, you know how to live in hell. You know how to navigate through the hell. But if I tell you, like, I take you a place where everything's different, we just are scared, right? We're scared, like, we don't want to do that. I prefer stay in hell, but we don't realize that there's actually good things waiting out there. For example, if you always constantly complain about the weather because it's gray, moody, rainy, you can say, ah, I'm so grateful I have a rain jacket, I have an umbrella, I have a nice apartment where I can stay. And while all of this is true, that's not the root of the issue here. In the end, you might stay in this city longer than you would like to stay because you have this positive attitude. But in the end, you can change the attitude all you want. I'm telling you, if you really want to be happy in this situation, you need to move to a different city, because the weather is the issue, not your attitude. So be careful that you don't tolerate things for too long when they don't make sense for you anymore, when they are not good for you anymore. Then it's time to accept it and say, look, hey, that's just not it anymore. It's time for a change. And change is the only constant thing we have in life. Let me tell you this. And change can be so good, so necessary, but you will only realize that afterwards. And that's the scary part. But trust me, you have the energy, you have everything you need to embrace this adventure, to embrace this journey. And I believe in you. Another tip I have for you is you have to be patient with yourself. We all have this trap of, like, we have to be positive even though horrible things happen to us. But in the end, you don't have to. And sometimes the smallest tiny steps, they matter the most. Because you cannot go from miserable to positive, like to be amazing and to feel amazing. Sometimes there are steps in between. I read a very interesting book, and it says, like, even if you can go from feeling helpless to feeling aggressive to towards a person or a situation, that's not the best emotion where you should actually stay, but it's a step forward on this balance. Like, you can go step by step, and in the end you should be then positive and feel better about the situation. But be patient, be gentle with yourself, because this process can and will take time. So where do we go from here? Let's dig into science a bit. Research suggests that embracing a range of emotions, positive and negative, can lead to better emotional health and problem-solving skills. What does it mean? It's all about balance. Yes, stay optimistic, but also allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. It's okay to have a rough day. That's part of the thing we call life. If there's one thing in life that's, like, really bothering you, let me know in the comments. I try to come up with a solution and make another episode for you. If you want to do me one favor, subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell. Keep growing and keep exploring. See you next time.